Defender Day, the Tailway, Wednesday night, Rabbi Binyamin Zeid Halpin.
Can I share a little bit about children holding foreign things which are muktzah? What to do? Inevitable in any household, it could be children or any club running around that holding a davar muktzah and you're trying to get them, get out of them somehow or other. I heard a story. Well, it depends what it is.
We'll see.
I heard a story recently. I take no prize for validity. Someone came to ask Rabbi Yashav a shayla about twisters, a lock on the bags on Shabbos. And one person told Mutzah, the other person told Aser. So someone asked him, how can it be? He says, well, one person went like this, the other person went like that. And the truth is, in everything in Hilcha Shabbos, you can have the same story. The tween see the difference, and suddenly the halacha changes. It makes. Let's take four very, very similar cases. We have a case, a story, take the children to the park on Shabbos afternoon. And of course, they've been on all the toys, and then what do? They start to play with the stones and the mud. And you're not too happy with them getting dirty on Shabbos afternoon. That's definitely a reason for me to try to get the stones away for them. And you want to get the stones out of the hands. That's because, yeah, I want to get it out of the hands because I don't want to get dirty. But the problem is, a stone, we all know, a stone is a davar muktzah, it's muktzah machmas kufay. It's one of the most serious muktzahs that there are. What are we going to do? How are we going to get the child out of the mud, get the stone away from him, and keep him clean? Let's change the story a little bit. He's in the park, he's holding a stone, and there's a big dog, and he wants you to pick him up. He's crying, he wants you to pick him up. We've just fallen over, he's not badly hurt, he wants you to pick him up. Let's take story number three. You come home Shabbos morning, and the children or the Einikach are running around, and they're holding a small amount of money in their hand. £1, £2. And you want to pick them up, you want to take them upstairs, move them where they need to be. What could you do? What should you do? Can you pick them up? They're holding a davar muktzah. And one more case. You come home, also the same story. The children in pajamas want to take them upstairs to get dressed, but he's running around with a £20 note. So you want to pick him up and take him, but then you see the £20 note. £20 note is muktzah. What are you going to do? So really, the makor of this is a Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah says, "Noten adam es benoy ve'evan biyado." A person can take a child with a stone in his hand. Now, a stone is a davar muktzah. So you have a Mishnah that tells us that you can pick up a child with a davar muktzah. Says the Gemara. The Gemara tells us two interesting things about this Mishnah. The first is the Gemara says, now I'm going into the whole sugya. The Gemara proves that when a person holds a child who's holding a muktzah, it's as if he himself is holding that muktzah. We don't consider it as if the child holding the muktzah and the person just holding the child. No. It's when you pick up the child who's holding the muktzah, it's as if you're holding that muktzah itself. So for the Gemara, how can you pick up the child who's holding the stone? That's you picking up muktzah. It's you moving the muktzah. So Gemara says it's a very special case. We're talking about a child who's got gagagun al aviv. He's got very strong feelings and he wants his father to pick him up. And his father doesn't pick him up, he'll feel hurt, and he'll be bitzah, and it'll impair him. He'll be a little bit emotionally damaged. And therefore, there's a special heter to pick up a child in such a case. Which Rashi says, Mishum sakonas choli, because of hashash, he might become a little bit not well. One is allowed to move the child, shaloi biyadayim. What does shaloi biyadayim mean? Because you're not touching the muktzah directly, rather, you're picking up the child who's holding the muktzah. That's the first interesting point the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says one more interesting point. Even in this special heter, where the child might have get as a konas choli, might be a little bit emotionally damaged. It's only if it's a stone. If it's anything that's going to be like money, more like dinner, money, then one will not allow to use this heter to pick up a child that's holding money, because as soon as the money falls out of his hand, we know what instinctively we see the money falls, we go to pick it up. So Chazal would choshesh that if the money would fall, the person would come pick it up himself. depending how big the money is. Now, therefore, if the child is holding money, you would not be allowed to use this heter. That's the Gemara. Now we have a machlokas Rishonim, machlokas Rashi and Ramban. What does it mean? When was Chazal choshesh that you'd come and instinctively pick up the money that fell from the child's hand? Is it when you're walking with the child? Nothing to do with holding the child, because this chashash has nothing to do with actually moving the muktzah. The muktzah you're allowed to move because the child's got gaguin. The child's got these very strong feelings. He needs you to pick him up, and you're allowed to pick up a child holding muktzah. But there's a new gezera that maybe if it falls, you'll come to pick it up. So that gezera is irrespective of you carrying the child, even if you're holding his hand. Anytime you're directly related with the child, you're directly being oisik with the child, we're scared that if it falls, you'll come to pick it up. And the Ramban says, if that's the case, even if you're standing next to the child, well, don't be holding his hand. Why am I holding his hand? So the Ramban says, that's not the reason of the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about only if you're actually carrying the child, because the father's carrying the child, who's holding the money, and the money falls, says the Ramban, therefore, the father will say, I'm allowed to carry this money. I've been carrying it till now. And when it falls, instinctively, he's going to go pick it up. Now, a stone, if that falls, he won't instinctively go to pick it up. And therefore, he's one stage away of being more ahead of himself. That will be mutter. However, money, if the child is holding money, because instinctively the nature of a person is, the money falls on the floor, he wants to save it. Therefore, he'll be more ahead of much quicker, and Chazal asked at him when he's carrying a child carrying money. It comes out basically from the sugi like this. And as those passed in the Shulchan Aruch, it's also to carry a child who's carrying a davar muktzah. Because when someone carries a child, it's as if he's carrying the muktzah himself. We don't look at the child as the one who's carrying it, rather the father who's carrying the child is carrying everything together. There is a special heter if the father needs to pick up the child because the child might get very anxious. However, that heter only applies to things which are not choshev. Things which are choshev, and the father might instinctively come to pick up, will not be able to use that heter.
If it's not choshev, you can pick him up.
Only if the child is anxious. If he's not anxious, then you can't pick him up. There's a special heter to pick up a child who will be anxious and might get emotionally impaired, even very slightly. He'll feel like his father is not looking after him. Then you can pick him up. However, if it's a davar choshev, there's a new gezera, maybe you'll come to pick it up, a mer heter, and therefore, even if the child will get, we're talking about a very, very slight amount of emotional impairment, I'm not talking about the child's suddenly going to, you know, need a therapist, we're not talking about that type of a degree, right? We're talking about, the child will feel the father doesn't care about me, I need him to pick me up, and he's not standing too, he's not looking after me the way I feel that, you know, the yachas that we have. I'm sorry?
They'll stop crying.
So then that would be such a case. Yeah.
If you're back on the rock, you want to bring him into my side, you
can't pick him up. That's the halacha. One more on the kudah. Tosfos asks, and we know, that whenever a person wants to move something, tilt him in atzad. That means, like we have a Shabbos leichter, you want to move it, the leichter is on a tray, and you've made a bosses davar asa davar mutter. You put your siddur there, whatever you put to make it a bosses davar asa davar mutter. Yeah, there you go. If you want to move that shtender, yeah. So you always have to try an option of not such a strong degree of tiltum and atzad, which is you have to try and tip it off. For example, you have a pillow which has on it, let's say, a £5 note. So, and it also has on it, let's say, a challah. For argument's sake. So you have a challah, so you can move it, right? It's not a bosses, you can move it. But you've got a much simpler eitzah. Just tip over the pillow, the money will fall off, and then take your challah. So that's what you always mechuyav to do, this the lesser degree tiltum min hatzad before doing the more extreme degree of tiltum min hatzad. So he says, why didn't you just shake his hand? Shake his hand, make the stone fall, then you'll have to pick him up with the stone, you'll pick him up without the stone. Tosfos says we can't do that in this case because the child's going to cry. He wants the stone.
But he's holding it.
He wants it. And therefore, as Kama, you can't shake his hand to the child. He'll cry. You don't have to. But if
you can,
that's what you should do. Let's go now to our cases. Now that we know the halachas, let's try and work through our cases and we'll see what we come out. The first case, the child's playing in the mud. he's got himself nicely dirty and you want to try and evacuate him from the mud. And can you pick him up? Now the child's not asking you to pick him up. He wants to stay there as long as he can. There's no gagoin, there's no child wanting to be picked up at all. And therefore it would be also to pick up the child and move him with the muktzah. There's no heta. What could we do? We could shake his hand and try to get the muktzah out and then pick him up. Or you could lead him by the hand because it's not a davar choshev. And therefore, there's no chashash, maybe I'll drop it or pick it up, stone. You can lead him by the hand and take him out of the mud. Now, there's an interesting svara. Why is leading by the hand not called totem and atzad? I'm schlepping something, which is holding muktzah. Because it's not like a tray. When I'm carrying a tray, I'm carrying the tray with the muktzah and the davar heta on it. When I'm carrying, schlepping a child, the child is holding the muktzah. That muktzah has nothing to do with me. When I pick up the child, I'm picking up everything, including the things he's holding. When I'm schlepping him, he's holding the muktzah. I'm just schlepping him.
That was okay.
Therefore, the answer to do would be, the child's in the mud, you take him by the hand, and you pull him out.
I've got a tray with a sitting and sit, I can lift it up, that might be my son, he's good, and there's the bad.
Oh, this is a question to Prima Gotham asked. This is the question, so to speak, of the sugya. What's the difference between picking up a tray with good and bad and picking up a child with a bad? It's like the same thing. Why that itself is not totem and atzad? I'm scared the answer is a bit beyond the scope of our time, but maybe if we get at the end, we'll try to say the answer. This is the question, which all the Achronim people got, all try to address this question. So that's the story with the mud. You can either leave the child out or shake his hand and then pick him up. But to pick him up with the stone in his hand is out. Let's move on. The child is a big dog. He's very scared. He's just fallen over. He feels the need, of course, to be picked up. No problem. Gaguin, not davar choshev. He's in the park with the stone. You pick him up, no problem. If you could shake his hand, all the better. If he's going to cry, the stone's going to come out of his hand, then one's not mechuyev to shake his hand, but pick him up straight away. No problems whatsoever. Why? Because the child's very anxious. There's a huge dog there. He's just fallen over. If the child's in a massive of sakana, then of course you can pick him up. But don't mind, he fell over, he's made a little bump. Pick him up, no problem. Let's move over to when you come home from shul. Come home from shul, and the child's holding a small amount of money. Small amount of money. It's a davar choshev. Right? We all know you go to the shop, and the cashier says, it's £10. So you take money out of your pocket. Penny falls on the floor. Instinctively, we go down to pick it up. That's what we do. 20 pence falls on the floor, we go to pick it up. So it's not a very davar choshev that someone's going to, you know, put away in his 20 pence might be something, you know, that you put away in your special box somewhere. But instinctively, when 20 pence falls on the floor, you go down to pick it up. The child's 20 pence that he's holding is going to fall. The instinctive reaction is, pick it up. Stone falls from the child, stone falls from your hand. No, try to pick it up, unless it's a pebble which your child's keeping from, I don't know, from the beach. But besides that, you know, and therefore, if the child's running around with a 20 pence piece, a pound, it'll be also to pick him up, and even also to hold his hand. Because
he still might pick up,
because of the Rishonim, and as they bring the, as they pass in the Shulchan Aruch, both days is passed in the Shulchan Aruch. When you're holding his hand, that you might pick something up which will fall. But only when you are carrying the child. And the Mishmur is machmir for both shittas, unless the child's crying a lot. Then you can lead him by the hand. So, when it comes to money, to davar choshev, one will not be allowed to take the child's hand, lead him upstairs, get him dressed. You would have to first shake his hand, and then the money will drop out, pick him up, lead him where he wants to go.
You might pick it up.
If you're shaking his hand to get that money out of his hand, then you're not going to be picking it up. You know very well what you're doing. Right? And once he hasn't got the money in his hand, you can lead him wherever you want. Now we have our fourth case. And this is where you see that one little twinty thing on Shabbos, everything twists. The child's walking around with a £20 note. Same halacha l'chera, right? Shake his hand, pick him up. Of course, you can't pick him up. It's a davar choshev. You might instinctively go down to pick it up, and you can't need his hand. You'll be directly involved with him. But do kneel. Now, here's where it changes. What's the reason that you're doing kneel when the child's walking around with a £20 note in your house, on your garden? The reason is Not just because you want to pick up the child, you want to make sure you know where that £20 is after Shabbos, right? You don't want it being torn to shreds, and you don't want to find it underneath your cupboards, you know, when you're doing Pesach cleaning. You want to be able to use it right after Shabbos. So the meal, the shaking, is the tzurik, the dovah, the osa. When the child's walking around with 20 pence a piece, and you're shaking his hand because you know the halacha is, I can't pick him up without that. I don't need the 20 pence piece now. I'm not even thinking about it after Shabbos. I've had another 20 pence piece. But I want to move the child. So I'm shaking his hand in order to move the child. That's called a tiltum and atzad, a very low degree tiltum and atzad, just shaking. Not like moving a lighter tray with a thing on. It's shaking the davar muktzah, but it's a tzorach a davar muktzah. When you're shaking the child's hand in order to save that £20, then what you're basically doing is you're doing a meal that's tzorach davar asa, which is asa. Because the shaking, the tiltum and atzad, being done for a davar asa. Those are four cases.
So what
do you do in that case in the £20 note? Now, you can't pick him up, and you can't hold his hand to lead him away. And you can't shake his hand. So you could follow him around the house and look where he puts it. Could hope very much. You could take out a nice jelly and offer him instead. It would probably work. So there isn't very much you could do. It's debatable, it's questionable whether you could tell him, depends on how old he is, where to put it. And this is a bit of a shayla. Halacha is that if someone's holding muktzah, holding a kelish shemlach del esa, let's put it that way, holding a kelish shemlach del esa, and he's already got it in his hand, you can put it wherever he wants.
Yeah.
Right? He picked up a tzor of kufay, needed to use it for a hammer for smashing a watermelon. You can then go put it, he's finished, right? So now he hasn't got it, it's not holding a tzor of kufay, he's finished smashing his watermelon, or his coconut. He's finished using a tzor of kufay, now it should be muktzah. Kedishim Nachtelis is only mutter to use if he's using it for a tzorach. No, that's part of the heta of moving something. Let's say someone's holding a Kedishim Nachtelis and he's not planning on using it. So you can move it also, you can carry on going. There's a big machlokes in the poskim, someone's holding a muktzah machmas kufay. Picks up muktzah machmas kufay by mistake. Now we're used to telling the children, muktzah, muktzah, drop, drop. It's not so simple. Maybe once you're holding it, so then you can go put it where you want. There's a heta brought from the Magen Avraham, that once you're holding it, especially if someone picked up a heta, like a child, so no problem. And therefore, to tell the child to go put it somewhere, he's been holding the muktzah, he's ready holding the muktzah. It's called oda biyodei. It's something which is ready in his hand. To go tell him to move it further away, that's questionable whether it's even be osa for yourself to do. And therefore, zikha to tell him would be okay. So you could try and tell the child, put it over there, put it down. But the best idea probably would be is to offer him a jelly and let him drop the £20. Shkurf.